This is Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington.
Ino is Studio 7. Nepenyuro yenya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe. Tiri kutepenyura tiri pamuzinda we Voice of America uri muWashington DC.
Le is Studio 7. Umsakazo olipa izindaba zeZimbabwe. Sisakaza singapha e Voice of America ese Washington DC.
Manera kana kavatereri tinosangana zvakare manera anasi uri musi wemuvhuro kurume 21 2016. Makaterera ku Studio 7 nepfenyuro yenyaya dziri kuitika muZimbabwe dzamunopiwa ne Studio 7 iri muWashington DC. Tinotenda kuti makwanisa kuva nesu muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Ndini wenyu Jonga Kandemiri ndichiti hezvino zviri muchirongwa chedu chanhasi.
Pavanhu vakubatwa mukuru pava pavari ndi Honorable Komichi, Senator Komichi, Morgan Komichi vanova ndivo mutevedzeri wasachigaro weMDC.
Mapurisa anosunga nhengo dzeMDC pamuzinda webato iri paHarvest House.
Vanhu vaita inonzi protest varega kuenda ukoko nekuti ukaona munhu anodira matiega kune vanhu varwi vorusununguko odira bhurajedhe
vakarwa hundo vogadzirira kuita musangano nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe mukutanga kwakubvumbi. Vanotengesera migwagwa yeguta reGweru voramba kubviswa panzvimbo dzavanotengesera kana vasati vapiwa kumwe kwekuenda nekanzuru iye. Iyi ndiyo mimwe yemisoro yenhau dzedu dzanhasi dzichiuya kwamuri dzichibva kuno kuStudio 7 iri muWashington DC. Mapurisa nhasi apinda nechisimba pamuzinda webato rinopikisa reMDCT muHarare ndokumbochengetedza musungwa vanhu makumi maviri nemumwe chete vanosanganisira vashandi vebato iri pamwe nemutevedzeri wasachigaro webato Senator Morgan Komichi vachipomerwa mhosva yekurova mumwe mutsigiri webato reZANU PF. Mutoro wedu wenhau Ivan Chifera anotipa nyaya iyi uye nekutiudza kana vanhu ava vachiri muusungwa.
Munyori mukuru weMDCT vaDouglas Monzora vanoti mapurisa ange aine marori masere akapakatira zvombo apinda pamuzinda webato ravo nechisimba akasecha nekusunga vanhu. Vatsigiri veMDCT vanonzi vakarova vakeni Chibwana mutsigiri weZANU PF kumakoni North. Vachibwana vainzi vakapfuura pedyo nemuzinda weMDCT nemusi wemugovera vakapfeka t-shirt yakanzi 21st February Movement ndokuitwa kanyama kanyama. VaMonzora vaudza vatori venhau kuti vanhu makumi maviri nemumwe vambochengetedzwa kuHarare Central Police Station uko vamiswa mumutsara kuti vachibwana vanongedze munhu akavarova. VaMonzora vanoti zvaitwa nemapurisa hazvivashamisi uye vati vanoziva kuti izvi zviri kuitirwa kuvhiringa zvirongwa zvebato ravo. Munyori mukuru weMDCT atiwo bato rake rakazivisa mapurisa kuti richaratidzira mukutanga kwemwedzi unouya richitsutsumwa nenyaya yakataurwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe yekuti nyika yakabirwa mangoda anokosha mabhiriyoni 15.
15 billion iyoyo dai yakashandiswa kutenga chikafu hakuna mwana weZimbabwe aifane nzara.
Vanotiwo bato ravo riri kuronga kufamba nenyika yese richitsvaga vatsigiri pamwe nekusimbisa musangano uye izvi ndizvo zvimwe zvirongwa zviri kuda kukanganiswa nemapurisa.
Tiri kuda kufamba seMDC tichipinda mumawards medu tichiita restructuring yemawards. Mamembers eMDC ese anoziva kuti ndozviri kuitika izvozvo. Uyezve chechitatu tine programu yedu yekurekruta manew members.
Hatina kukwanisa kunzwa divi remapurisa panyaya iyi sezvo mutauri wemapurisa Senior Assistant Commissioner Charity Charamba vange vasingadairi nharembozha yavo. Nyaya dzemhirizhonga yezvematongerwo enyika dziri kuwanda munyika uye masvondo maviri apfuura. Mapato anopikisa anoti reZimbabwe People First neMDCT akavhiringidzirwa misangano yavo nevanofungidzirwa kuti vatsigiri veZANU PF asi hapana kana mumwe chete akasungwa kunyange pakakuvara vanhu nekupwanywa midziyo. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Ivan Chifera.
Mm-hmm. Mumwewa imboe murgiriwe honderi sununguko amai Margaret Dongo, vano tivakarwa hondo, vano fanra kuratiza kunyunyuta kwao nekusaenda kumusangano unonzo wada izruwa ne mutungamiri wenyika va Robert Mugabe. Va Mugabe vanoti vanoda kunyatso budirana pachena nevakarwa hondo ava sezvo vamwe vavo vari kuti vave kudzingwa mubato rezano PF uyewo hapana achatarisa zvichemo zvavo. Musangano uyo unonzi wakanzi nava Mugabe uri kuitwa mukutanga kwemwedzi wakubvumbi. Mukuseya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu Studio 7 abata amai Dongo.
Dai vari vamwe vanhu vaita inonzi protest varega kuenda ukoko. Nekuti ukaona munhu anodira matie gas kune vanhu varwi vorusununguko odira mvura dziedziya, mvura dziedziya ndedzesuwa ka makano nemvura yemvura ndeyesuwa inoiswa mushonga odira ozopedza odi sori. Imimi motadza kuitawo pride yenyu yekuti makarwira nyika moramba muchingosendeswa. Ina handione paine chinhu chitsva ndoda kukutaurirai kana iyo makomredzi achindira kuti vanzi andione paine chinhu chitsva nekuti achingatanga nhasi munhu aakuda kutobudawo zvake mupawa pane paachanziwo kana dai orit tinoziva kuti anochengetwa namwari pane paachaita dzimwe 35 years here hapana. Saka nyaya yekuti hanzi makomredzi pane chichabuda maari ini nandioni zvichabuda kunze kwokuti iwo makomredzi ako kunenge kuri kungonyengedzwa.
Kose izvinhu zvasvika pazvasvika iko zvino
chinongonetsa ndechichi chekuti makomredzi akavaita varombo zvisingaite zvekuti avaita varombo achibva atora vamwe achibva vaita vapfumi. Saka vapfumi vaya ndoshamuwo kuti dzekurova varombo. Saka kune vamwe vanongodaidzwa ndachitonzwa kuti hanzi kuchauya makomredzi echiuto achange achitaura nemakomredzi ndo vanonzi muchirungu the heavy vachiya vachizoexplota the heavy nos vozodhiteta manje ava pamusana pekuti vanhu vakangokungobva vashepwa wevari varombo kuitira kuti vasasumudze musoro.
Mumwe vakarwa hondo yerusununguko amai Margaret Dongo vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu Studio 7. Rimwe sangano rinomirira vanotengesera mumigwagwa reVendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation kana kuti VZ rinote riri kunyunyuta zvakasimba nedanho rinonzi rakaziviswa nekanzuro yeguta reGweru rekuti vose vanotengesera mumigwagwa vabude mukati meguta kukundikana kwavo vanozobviswa nechisimba. Mukuru wesangano reVZ vaSamuel Wadzai vanoti sangano ravo rinoshamiswa nekurudziro yekanzuro iyi sezvo kanzuro yeGweru yagara ichidzikanwa nekuda kwayo kuti pashandiswe kutaurirana pane zvinhu zvose kwete chisimba. Vakafanobata chigaro chemunyori mukuru weguta reGweru vaEdgar Mwedzi vanonzi vakazivisa nezvedanho iri mushure mekunge nhaurirano dzatadza kuunza pundutso. Vanhu vanoda kusvika kana kudarika zviuru zvina vari kutengesera mukati meguta reGweru vanonzi vanogona kukanganiswa mararamiro avo nedanho iri kana kanzuro ikaenderera mberi nekuvadzinga munzvimbo dzavari kutengesera isina kutanga yavaratidza kumwe kwekuenda. Studio 7 yakundikana kubata vamwedzi kuti tinzwe divi rekanzuro. Asi vavadzai vanoti nhengo dzavo dzicharamba kubviswa mumigwagwa nechisimba.
Tiri kutokana nedanho iri nekuti isusu tavenda hatina kuramba kubhadhara mitero yavari kuti tibhadhare. Hatina kuramba kuita madiscussions murunyararo musina kumhanyidzana. Tiri kuriramba futi nekuti danho iri harienderani nezvinotaura bumbiro remutemo renyika ino. Rinotaura iro kuti regai vari kutengesa vari kuita matrades avo vaite pasina zvipingaidzo. And ivo sehurumende, sebazi rehurumende, tinovati vanofanirwa sezvinotaura bumbiro remutemo kuti asista isusu semavendors kuita basa redu pasina kumhanyidzana. Saka kana vakatora danho iri vanenge vachiputsa zvinotaura bumbiro remutemo. Saka isusu semazenda sevanhu vanorespekta kana kuti vanoremekedzwa bumbiro remutemo hatisi kuzoteerera zvavari kutaura. Saka tinoramba patiri kutengesera izvizvi.
Imi makaziviswa nekanzuro here pamusoro pedanho iri airi kuda kutora iri?
Kanzuro yakazvitaura mazendas ese vakazvitaura pajekerere vemapepa navo vanozviziva. Tine makanzilazi atinotaura navo vakatitaurira kuti isusu maonero atiri kuita hatatadza kunzwisisana panyaya yemataurira atanga tiita taakutora danho tikataka inhau yatakatunza kubva kwavari pachavo vekanzuro.
Imi matano yenyu yekuti murambe kubva munzvimbo idzi anenge akabata pai, nekuti tinoona kuti hamuna kunge makapiwa nekanzuro mamuri kushandira umu.
Isusu hatifanirwi kupiwa nekanzuro patiri kushandira, tinofanirwa kupiwa nekonstitusheni yedu yenyika. Konstitusheni yedu yenyika inotibvumira isusu kuti tikwanise kuriitira mhuri dzedu.
Iko kwavanenge vachida kuzokuendesai kana mabuda muguta mamuri kushandira, makambokuona here kana kuti makakuziviswa here?
Tinomboenda tichindoona, asi handidi kukunyepera mukoma wangu atiri kufamba. Nyangwe zvazvo tichibhadhara marates, handambotaura kuti tiri kubhadhara marates, hapana chiri kutaridza kuti pane vanhu vari kuita sirias kuti vagadzise nyaya iyi. Zvishoma shoma zvavako zvimatende zvaunongoona nezvimwe zvidiki diki, asi isu tiri kuti vakangokurumidza chete kupedza pokushandirapo. Tinoendapo kana kune matoilet, kune mvura nezvimwe zvese zvanofanira kunge tichiwana zvevanhu vari kushandira.
Vanga vari vaSamuel Wadzai, vanove mukuru wesangano reVendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation, vari parunare neStudio 7 muHarare. Kunetsana kunonzi kuri kuramba kuchienderera mberi mubato reZANU-PF, nhengo dzebato iri dzichidzingana mubato. Mukupera kwesvondo, vanhu vanodarika gumi nevasere vakambomiswa kuva nhengo dzebato mudunhu reMidlands, uko kwakamiswa basa vakavanda vanonzi vanotsigira mutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa. Vakamiswa kuva nhengo vanosanganisira vaJulai Moyo navaJustice Meyer Wadya Jena. VaMnangagwa vanonzi vari kutungamira chimwe chikwata chiri kurwira kutora chigaro chemutungamiri wenyika chinonzi Team Lacoste, icho chiri kunetsana nechinonziwo chiri kutsigira amai Grace Mugabe chinonzi G40. Vamwe vari kudzingwa vachinzi vari kuenda kumisangano inenge ichitungamirwa nevakambomiswa mubato vaChris Mutsvangwa. Vanoona nezvemabasa muzano PF vaIgnatius Chombo vakakurudzirawo kuti nyaya dzose dzimbotanga dzaferefetwa, asi panenge pasina ari kuzviteerera. Mukuzeya nezvenyaya iyi, Blessing Zulu abata nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaErnest Mudzenge.
Pane chikwata chomuzanu PF chiri kuda kuti chizviise panzvimbo inoita kuti zvichirerukire kuti panozobva vaMugabe pachigaro icho chinge chiripo chinopinda mumasimba. Saka zvatiri kuona izvi ndezvekuti chikwata ichochi chiri kuda kuti chimwe chikwata chinotungamirwa chinotungamirwa navaMnangagwa chive chisina simba, zvinozoita kuti icho chikwata ichocho chivecho chiri panzvimbo iri nani takatarisana nokutsiva vaMugabe pachigaro.
Asi muri kuona sei mabatirwo ari kuitwa nyaya iyi navaMnangagwa Mbune pari zvino?
VaMnangagwa zvavari kuita vari kutamba vakachenjera, nokuti vaMnangagwa kuri kuti vasumuka vakati muri kutirei izvi, vanobva vanza zvinemivo. Saka ndi muri kubatsirana nevanhu ava vari kupandukira musangano. Saka vakanzirwa vakativataure zvinogona kuvapinza panguva yakaoma. Saka sokuona kwangu vaMnangagwa vangatongonyarara.
Vanga vari nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vaErnest Mudzenge, vari parunare muHarare naBlessing Zulu weStudio 7. Mukuru wemusha unochengeta nherera kumaruwa ekwamarange vepabakore nhema Children's Home ari kuchema nenyaya yekushaya zvikwanisiro kuti vakwanise kuita mabasa avo nemazvo. Musha uyu uri chinhambwe makiromita 60 kumadokera eguta reMutare. Mutoro wedu Enhauloida Moyo akashanyira musha uyu ndokutipa nyaya inotevera.
Amai Getrude Mavenga ndivo mukuru anoona nezvemusha mukuru uyu. Amai ava vanoti musha uyu une vana vanosvika 30 vakatarisana nezvinetswa zvakasiyana-siyana mukuti vakwanise kuti zvinhu zvivafambire mberi. Musha uyu uri pasi pechechi yeUnited Methodist. Amai Mavenga vanoti vari kuita mabhindauko akasiyana-siyana ekuti vakwanise kuwanira choviri vana vanogara navo. Mabasa aya anosanganisira kuchengeta zvipfuyo zvakaita sehuku, mbudzi, nguruve, hanga, magariguni nezvimwe.
Project yehuku iri kuita vaibhu. Pari zvinezvi pane huku mbudzi dzandakapiwa, izvozvi ndine 12. Ndinotarisira dzingadai dzawanda kusvika kana muma30, asi nokuti pagore ndogona kutouraya kairi katatu kuitira kuti muri usawi hwewana. Pamwe pacho dzinofawa nokuda kwezvirwere zvakadai nezvimeme.
Amai Mavenga vanoti vakambowana nguruve dzekuti vachengete vachibatsirikana nevana vavainavo, asi chineswa chavo ndechekuti chikafu chekupa zvipfuyo izvi chiri kunetsa nekuda kwekuti nharaunda yavo haina imvura yakaringana yekuti varime chibage kana zvimwe zvekuti vazvitsvagire chikafu chekupa zvipfuyo zvavanazvo. Matron ava vanoti pamusha wavo vanoshushikana nekusavapo kweruzhowa rwakakodzera rwekuchengetedza vana vavainavo uye zvipfuyo zvavo kubva kumbavha dzinomborura munharaunda mavo.
Pasecurity fencing yedu haina kusimbaba. Iri imwe standard inokosheswa nechild welfare kuti wana wedu mavulnerable kids vanofanwa kugara pari secured.
Amai Mavenga vanoti vachiri kuda kuti vakwanise kuwana mukana wekuti vaite sezvinodiwa zvose nesangano rinoona nezvekuchengetedzwa kwevana munzira yakakodzera.
Zvikuru sei challenge yangu huru ngeyekumita mastandards echild welfare anowaiwa ari 15. Pari zvino ndichiri far below from half kuti ndimite mastandards iwayo.
Musha uyu unoti une chisuo chekuti utange mabasa ekuitisa makosi nerera idzi anosanganisira kusona, kuna masimbi, kuvaka, kuveza, kuruka misoro, kugadzira motokari, kurima nezvimwe. Ndakamirira Studio 7 kwaMarange, Bakore Nema, ndini Lweda Moyo.
Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama vari kushanyira nyika yeCuba mushure mekunge vatungamiri venyika yeAmerica vapedza makore mazhinji vari makara asonane nenyika iye. America yanga yakatemera Cuba zvirango zveupfumi kwenguva yakareba. Mukuziya kukosha kwerwendo rwavaObama urwo, Marvelous Muhlanganya uye weStudio 7 abata vaAlex Magaisa vanovegweta uye vakamboshanyirawo nyika yeCuba mumwedzi mishoma yapfuura.
Tinofunda kuti hapana dziyo risingaperi. Kana paine zvinenge zvakapesanwa, zvakatadziranwa, vanhu vakagara pasi vakataurirana kuburikidza ivo vekuCuba nevekuAmerica, hazvisi zvokuti vamwe vanga vari vachiita zvakanaka, vamwe vachikanganisa, aiwa, kuti vakwanisa kuzwanana mushure menguva yakareba chaizvo. Izvi tinokwanisa kufundawo hongu pane dzimwe nyika dzatinenge tichinetsana nadzo, asi hazvirevi kuti zvichasvika kare tisingawirirani. Vanhu vakagara pasi vakataurirana, zvinhu zvinofamba.
Zvii zvingaitwe nehurumende yeZimbabwe zvamakaona imi Cuba ichiita kuti izowanikwa President Barack Obama vachizonoshanya sezvavaita nhasi?
Ndingati zviri pairi hazvisi zvekuti nyika imwe chete. VaAmerica vanoonawo kuti hondo iyi haina kwairi kusvidza, ndosaka vakaonawo kuCuba pakaitawo purezidendi anga aripo anga aine pfungwa dzakasiyana nedzavanga varipo kare. Ivo vekuCuba vakakwanisawo kuitawo mutungamiri mutsva, ndoro yakuti havagara havo vaCastro vari pavasi, mukoma wavo ndiye akanga achitonga nguva yakareba. Saka tirikuona kuti pakaita yatingati yakuchinja kwevanotonga, vakwanisa kusangana. Zvinounzawo mafungiro anosiyana. Ivo vekuCuba vakatanga kuona kuti izvi kuramba takangoti tikachitsuwa kiri chega hazvina kwazvinotisvitsa. VekuAmerica vakaona kuti izvozvo kuramba takangoti nayo nayo hapana kwazvinotisvitsa. Saka vawirirana mane bhavavakidzana vakwanisa kundwanana. Ndinoonawo kuti kuZimbabwe ndo zvinhu zvichakwanisa nge zvichiitika, asi handioni hangu zvichiitika kana chine mutungamiriri watinaye, nekuti nhuna dzake dziripo dzinobva kare. Handione pachiita kakudzokera pane zvanga zviripo kare. Kuda pakatozoita mutungamiriri munyowani, ndofunga ndopachaita machinjiro ekufunga nemaitiro kudyidzana kwedu nevanhu vekuna naAmerica.
Nyanzvi munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika vachidzidzisa mutemo paKent University, Dr. Alex Magaisa vari parunare kuBritain naMarvelous Muhlanganya weStudio 7. Makateerera kuStudio 7 tiri kutepfenyura tiri muWashington DC. Tombotarisa zvaitika kune dzimwe nyika nhasi. Ongororo yaburitswa nesangano reWorld Happiness Report 2016 inoratidza kuti vanhu munyika dzakawanda muAfrica kusanganisira Burundi, Benin, Rwanda, Guinea, Liberia, Madagascar neTogo ndivo vanhu vasina mufaro wakanyanya muupenyu hwavo. Ongororo iyi yakaitwa pachishandwa nesangano rinoita ongororo reGallup uye raitarisa mari dzinotambirwa nevanhu nemagariro avo. Nyika yeDenmark ndiyo inonzi ine vanhu vanoti vari kufara muupenyu hwavo ichiteverwa neSweden. Mutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaBarack Obama nemhuri yavo avo vari kushanya kuCuba nezuro vanonzi vakaenda kunodyira panzvimbo yekutandarira inonzi San Cristobal iyo inobika chikafu chemuCuba nechechiSpanish. Nzvimbo iyi inonzi yakakosha zvikuru sezvo uri munongedzo wekuti zvinhu zviri kushanduka muCuba umo maisabvumidzwa vanhuwo zvavo kuita mabhizimusi. Hurumende ndiyo chete yaiita izvi. Zimbabwe nasi yabatana nedzimwe nyika dzepasi rose mukucherechedza zuva reDown Syndrome kana kuti World Down Syndrome Day. Sangano reZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association ndiro ranga richitungamira urongwa uhwo muBulawayo richiti riri kushushikana nekuwanda kwevana vari kubarwa nechirwere cheDown Syndrome uye nhasi vanga vane zvirongwa zvekudzidzisa veruzhinji pamusoro pekukosha kwevanhu vane dambudziko iri. Dingindira regore rino rakatarisana nevana sezvo vana vazhinji vari kubatwa nedambudziko iri uye muchirungu richinzi My Friends, My Community. Mukuzeya nezvinyaya iyi, chioniso Jani weStudio 7 ataura nevamwe vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association amai Sibusisiwe Mazula.
Muna anozvarwa anayo syndrome, Down syndrome yakava nakare nakare asi yanga isingazikanwi. Ndopakazouya Dr. Nonzi John Langdon Down, ndiye akazonyatsotarisisa kuti Down syndrome ichii pachayo. Ndopakazobva zita rekuti Down. Vana vanyatsozivisisa kuti Down syndrome chii, asi panofamba nguva Down syndrome inovanetsa ivo pachavo. Takangosiyana kuti ivo dzimwe nguva zhinji havagoni kuverenga, havagoni kunyatsotaurisa vachinzwika. Nguva zhinji vabereki vakava nemwana ane Down syndrome yamhosva kunzi aiwe ndiwe wakaita kuti mwana ave neDown syndrome. Tinenge takungoshorana tiri tega isusu pamhuri. Asi pachokwadi chokwadi, vanhu vane Down syndrome muno munyika yedu yeZimbabwe havasati vanyatsoinzwisisisa.
Seamai ane mwana ane Down syndrome, ndiudze kuti chii chinoita kuti mumbobatikana?
Kazhinji kazhinji ndinobatikana ndichiona mwana wangu asingaite zviri kuitwa nevamwe, vanhu vachimutarisira pasi. Down syndrome hachisirwere. Kubatikana kwemunhu paanozvarwa, paanoumbwa munhumbu mamai vake.
Down Syndrome Association of Zimbabwe iri kubatsira sei vanhu munharaunda?
Musangano wedu weZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association, iye zvino hatina mari, hapana vari kutibatsira. Zvikutiomera kuti tivabatsire nenhamo dzavanenge vachiuya nadzo kunesu. Vamwe havachaenda kuchikoro nokuti havasi kukwanisa kuti vabereki vabhadhare maschool fees. Vamwe vakura, mayouth sana andina vane ma31, vamwe vane ma28, havachaenda kuchikoro. Tinoda kuti vavewo nezvavanoita zvemaoko vabatsirikane. Ati tingafara kumamisha vatisingasvikiri. Tinoda kuti tinovasvikira. Une hatina motikari yekuti tinosvika ikoko. Ivo pachavo havana mari yekuti vazosvika kwatiri.
Havanga vari amai Sibusisi weMazula vanoshanda nesangano reZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association vari parunare muHarare nachioniso Jani weStudio 7. munhau dzedu dzemitambo. Kwakave nekufara pamwe nekuchema munyaya dzemitambo mukupera kwesvondo. Mutoro wedu wenhau dzemitambo Michael Kariati anotitsanangurira kuti chii chakatora nzvimbo.
Izvi zvinotevera kubudirira kwakaita chikwata chevanhukadzi chenhabvu chemamaiti Warriors panguva imwe cheteyo. Chikwata cheHarare City chakadamburwa ndokubuda mumakundano eCup Confederations Cup. Chikwata chemamaiti Warriors chakaita mangange 1-1 neTanzania pamusha muRufaro Stadium, asi chikakwanisa kuenderera mberi 3-2 mushure mekunge chakambokunda apo zvikwata izvi zvakasangana kuTanzania masvondo maviri apfuura. Mutungamiri weZimbabwe Football Association maPhilip Chiyangwa vakati mari yese yakabhadharwa nevanhu kupinda kunoona mutambo uyu inofanirwa kugovanwa nevatambi vemamaiti Warriors. Vakavimbisa kutengera vatambi vese vemamaiti Warriors nhumbi dzekupfeka, vachitivo havasi kufara nemapfekero anoita vatambi vechikwata chevanhukadzi ichochi. Zvakamira zvakadai, chimwe chikwata chemuZimbabwe cheHarare City chabuda makundano eCAF Confederations Cup mushure mekurohwa 3-1 neZanaco yekuZambia. Mutambo wekutanga Harare City yainge yakundwa zvekare 2-1 muRufaro Stadium. Izvave kureva kuti Zimbabwe haisina chikwata mumakundano ezvikwata zvemuAfrika mushure mekunge Chicken Inn yakarohwa zvekare neMamelodi Sundowns yekuSouth Africa. Mune mumwe mutambo, chikwata cheHighlanders chasvika mufinari yeZimbabwe National Army Charities Shield mushure mekudambura FC Platinum 4-3 nemapenareti. Zvikwata izvi zvaive zvapedza mutambo panguva yakatarwa zviri mangange 1-1. Highlanders yamirira chikwata chichakunda pakati peZPC Kariba neHarare City. Tiri kunze kwenhandare, vatsigiri vechikwata cheDynamos vaive vari kumakumbi orphanage kwamurihwa, uko vaibatsira nherera dziri pamusha iwoyu. Vatsigiri vechikwata ichi vakaenda nezvekudya izvo vanochengeta vana ava Sister Diana vari kutenda zvikuru, vachiti ivo panguva ino zvinhu zvakavaomera.
Kuafita kuri kunetsa, zvinhu zvakaoma, saka kufungwa kwataitwa neDimbare tine mufaro mukuru.
Mutungamiri wevatsigiri veDynamos muHarare vaStanley Makesa vanoti uhurongwa hwavagara vanawo zvekuti vari kutarisira kuti vanoramba vachiita zvakadaro.
Pfungwa idzi Harare chapter yanga yagara ichizviita, saka nyaya yepayakataurwa neHKD tikati kuti tine urongo hwatatinawo nemaprojects akadaro atatida kuita, saka ngatitongonotangira chikumakumbi.
Svondo rino maziso ese ari kuva mutambo wemaWarriors weAfrica Cup of Nations apo vari kutamba neSwaziland nechishanu. MaWarriors ari kutarisirwa kuve mukamba ave ese mangwana vachigadzirira kuti vasimuke kuenda kuSwaziland nemusi wechina. Ndakamirira Studio 7 muHarare, ndini Michael Kariati.
Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk na 8:30 PM tiri kutarisa musangano uri kunzi wakarongwa nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe nevakarwa hondo yerusununguko. Kana muchida kupinda muchirongwa ichi, titumirei matext message panhamba inoti 1202465 0318. Sezvo nguva yedu yapera, regai timbotarisa zvakare musoro yenhau dzanhasi. Mapurisa anosunga nhengo dzeMDCT pamuzinda webato iri weHarvest House muHarare. Vakarwa hondo yerusununguko vogadzirira kuita musangano nemutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe mukutanga kwemwedzi unouya. Ukuwo vanotengesa mumigwagwa yeGweru voramba kubviswa panzvimbo dzavanotengesera, vachiti vanofanira kutanga vapiwa kumwe kwekuenda nekanzuru. Tabva tasvika kumagumo echirongwa chedu chanhasi, tinoimba kuti muchange muine zvakare mangwana. Anokuonekai ndini Jonga Kandemiri, ndiri muWashington DC, ndekusiyai mina Chris Gande namavelas Muhlanganya uye.
Thank you, Jonga Kandemiri. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, March 21st, 2016. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Marvelous Mshanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
Zimbabwe police raid MDCT headquarters and arrest 21 activists suspected to have assaulted a ZANU-PF supporter in Harare.
As we can see right now, there is chaos in the party. And after Mugabe, I don't think the party will succeed. There are so many issues that are arising from the party.
Some Zimbabweans say the current factionalism in ZANU-PF is an indication that the party will disintegrate when President Mugabe leaves office.
They raided the harvest house, got into the building floor to floor, and fished out members of staff, including people who are working in our card processing center, where we are processing membership cards for our members. They went there. They took those people. They also raided the president's office, which is the 50th floor of Harvest House, before proceeding to the 60th floor, which is the Secretary General's office, or put the administration office.
And vendors vowed to stay put in Gweru following council orders for them to leave the central business district.
These stories and much more coming up. Stay tuned.
The Zimbabwe Republic Police today raided the offices of the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change formation led by Morgan Tsvangirai, arresting 21 party activists, staff and one lawmaker on allegations of assaulting a ZANU-PF supporter in Harare at the weekend. Only one of the activists is still in police custody in connection with another assault incident. Party Secretary General Douglas Monzora told journalists that police told them they wanted the activists to appear on an identification parade so that the assault victim could identify his attackers. Monzora said armed police in 8 trucks stormed the Harvest House's office in the morning and searched all the offices, including Changirai's offices, before rounding up the workers.
They raided the Harvest House, got into the building floor to floor, and fished out members of staff, including people who are working in our card processing center, where we are processing membership cards for our members. They went there. They took those people. They also raided the president's office, which is the 50th floor of Harvest House, before proceeding to the 60th floor, which is the Secretary General's office, or put the administration office.
That was Douglas Monzora, MDCT Secretary General, speaking with Studio 7 from Harare.
Some war veterans say a planned meeting with President Robert Mugabe early April is expected to shape the future of Zimbabwe and the ruling ZANU-PF party. This follows an abortive meeting which was supposed to be held in Harare a few weeks ago and was disrupted by police. The war veterans were expected to discuss, among many issues, President Mugabe's succession. We will give you more details of this story tomorrow. In a related development, some Zimbabweans in the country's Maswingo province say ZANU-PF is likely to disintegrate when President Robert Mugabe leaves office. They argue that the current factionalism in the party is an indication that conflicts over the succession of the 92-year-old president may degenerate into civil war if not properly handled by the ruling party. Our correspondent Gandri Maramba reports from the provincial capital.
Some local people say the nonagenarian leader should be widely blamed for creating the current chaos in the party, as he has failed to groom a successor. They say no one in the party leadership appears determined to settle the political conflicts over Mr. Mugabe's succession, even the person takes over from the president when he finally leaves office. The president's lieutenants, Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko and Emmerson Mnangagwa, are in 2 camps within the party fighting over his succession. Mpoko is allegedly backing a group of young Turks known as Generation 40, which wants Mr. Mugabe's wife Grace to succeed him, while the other faction operating under the name Team Lacoste is said to be led by Mnangagwa. Vice President Mnangagwa is also allegedly being supported by war veterans, whose leader Christopher Mtsangwa has already been ejected from government and ruling party for insulting the first family and undermining the authority of President Mugabe. Caroline Garwe of Zaka District says she does not believe that there is anyone who can take over the leadership of ZANU-PF and keep it intact, as there will be a lot of chaos and a lot of fighting by presidential aspirants.
Personally, I can't say there's someone who's going to take over ZANU-PF. So as we can see right now, there is chaos in the party. And after Mugabe, I don't think the party will succeed. There are so many issues that are arising from the party. So taking over from that position, I don't think it will happen. Let's take, for instance, for now, he hasn't even named the successor for the party. So I don't think that will happen.
Her views are supported by Ernest Tirwan of Kutu, who says the ruling party will not last when President Mugabe leaves office because he is the only binding force. He says ZANU-PF supporters fear Mr. Mugabe and no one can keep the supporters together like him.
I don't think ZANU-PF will last much longer after President Robert Mugabe has left power. If you look at the current situation which is happening in ZANU-PF, they say Mugabe is the only center of power, meaning that most party supporters, they only fear him. If you look at the squabbles that are happening in ZANU-PF, whereby there are two factions, one being fronted by the Emmerson Mnangagwa and the other one by the G40, what they call the G40, you find all those cadres, they don't have much respect with the grassroots supporters. I don't think ZANU-PF will ever, if Mugabe leaves power, there's no one who will be able to hold ZANU-PF as what Mugabe is doing right now. Also, if you look at the current ZANU-PF, the leadership which are eyeing to replace Robert Mugabe, they don't have support.
Other local people also feel that the country will plunge into a political crisis when Mr. Mugabe leaves, as warring factions are likely to engage in physical fights, which could attract the attention of armed forces. They say since members of the army appear to be begging different people in the ZANU-PF succession wars, this may ultimately degenerate into a civil war if not properly handled by the ruling party. Local resident Takawafira Joe, who is the president of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says President Mugabe is to blame for the confusion in the ruling party. Joe says Mr. Mugabe has over the years failed to groom a successor, and as a result, the country should brace for a growing conflict over his succession.
With the collapse of the center, that of course is no longer holding, I think there will be a lot of squabbles. There will be serious struggle between Lacoste and G40. But what I foresee also is another element is the army. The army would likely come in and also play an important role. And in the event that Mugabe dies today, whoever is the support of the army would carry the day. But it's most likely that in the event that Mugabe dies, Mnangagwa may emerge victorious on the basis that he has a long history and intercourse with the army. But at the same time, we must also look at Sidin Sekeramai, who is now defense minister. So either Mnangagwa or Sidin Sekeramai are likely to emerge as the successors of the confusion. But what I foresee is there is a likelihood that there could even be civil war in the event that Mugabe dies. And the best Mugabe should do is to name a successor. Of course, Mugabe has a successor, and the successor is Sidin Sekeramai.
Joe Feather says the First Lady will not have a relevant role to play after her husband leaves office and is likely to disappear from the political scene.
When you look at ZANU-PF, you can't dismiss that the only strength of ZANU and ZAPU is the liberation struggle. As long as this generation of the liberation fighters exist, we don't expect someone like Dr. Grace Mugabe to succeed. I think that would be foolhardy. It's unacceptable. Grace Mugabe's political relevance is just based on Mugabe. With the death of Mugabe, Grace will disappear and she will be irrelevant. And she is not also a presidential material. And in fact, even the leadership of the women, I think it was unfortunate that they gave her that position because she does not deserve that position.
But a local ZANU-PF youth leader, who is also the National Youth Service Public Relations Officer, Mr. Talent Majoni, dismissed as beer talk the claims that the ruling party is set to die, saying the party is there to rule forever, even after the Mugabe era.
ZANU-PF is a revolutionary movement, and we cannot talk of President retiring as of now or his succession because in a revolution, we have adopted the Juche revolution of Korea. And as we have adopted the Juche revolution of Korea, in a revolutionary movement, it have its own procedures that have to be followed. And we respect the sitting president and is the revolutionary icon. For example, you know, if we talk about Pan-Africanism, there are founding fathers who were there and their revolutionary parties are power as of now. So, for instance, our party is rejuvenating. For example, you can see in all structures, see the young blood. We have National Youth Service graduates. They've been instilled revolutionary thinking, the Boboism. ZANU-PF is not going to die, and ZANU-PF will be in power forever because it's a revolutionary movement.
But most outsiders believe that the ruling party will collapse as soon as Mr. Mugabe leaves office. The president has ruled the country for more than 35 years. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, I am Kandri Maramba.
Young people out there, are you concerned about the many issues that affect you and Zimbabweans in general? Rise to the occasion. Make an impact. Let your voice be heard, and let's get talking on The Connection.
We cover a range of issues that affect young people, including unemployment, health, education, politics, and much, much more.
I am Tatenda Gumbo.
And I'm Tungamili Nkomo.
And we are the hosts for your number one youth forum, The Connection.
On our show tomorrow, we take a look at programs being carried out by non-governmental organizations in the rural areas to empower rural youths.
Remember, every Tuesday at 8:30 p.m., let your voice be heard and spread the word.
To get involved, send us a message with the hashtag TheConnection on WhatsApp. The number is 001-202-465-0318.
The Vendors Initiative for Social and Economic Transformation says its members will not heed calls by the Gweru City Council to vacate their current vending sites in the Central Business District. Samuel Wadzai of the Vendors Association say they condemn in strongest terms calls by the acting Gweru Town Clerk, Edgar Mwezi, for members to pull out of the city center without first being allocated alternative vending sites.
Wadzai says this comes as a surprise as they are still engaged in consultations and negotiations with the council. The move is expected to affect almost 4,000 vendors. Studio 7 failed to reach the acting town council for a comment, but Wadzai tells reporter Jonga Kandemiri they will resist council moves to remove them from the Gweru city centre.
Obviously, we cannot comply with such an unconstitutional move by Gweru City Council. The move is against what the Constitution says in Section 24, Section 64 and Section 13, which basically talks about the need for the government and all its agencies to support self-initiatives and trade. This speaks clearly to what we are doing as informal traders. That's the first reason why we are not going to comply. The second reason is that we have not been consulted by the Gweru City Council of this move. We are just hearing these threats through the media that they want to take this move to relocate or to force us to evict us from our current spaces. But we are saying no. We expect them to give us proper alternatives, and we expect the same alternatives to have all the facilities, because this is what we have already agreed with them.
Were you paying any rentals to the council?
Yes, I can confirm that we are paying these rates, despite the fact that we've been complaining about the rate being exorbitant. But we have been paying religiously these rentals, and we expect the same to be used to speed up the process of constructing proper facilities for us to use as vendors. But nothing has been done, and they are dragging. The problem is with them, not with vendors. Until and unless they provide proper facilities, we are going to continue operating in the Central Business District. That we can assure them.
That was Samuel Wadzai, director of the Vendors Initiative for Social Economic Transformation, speaking with Studio 7's Chonga Kandemiri from Harare. Right now, here's a look at regional and international news.
Vote counting is underway in the Republic of Congo, but information is scarce as the government has blocked all phone and internet use in the country.
And the International Criminal Court has found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on 5 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A 3-judge panel in The Hague ruled unanimously that Bemba was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia in the Central African Republic in 2002 and 2003.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We're broadcasting on the 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
Zimbabwe joined the international community today in commemorating World Down Syndrome Day, which is observed in more than 60 countries. Many organizations and communities, including the United Nations and the Down Syndrome International, promote World Down Syndrome Day to raise people's awareness and understanding of Down Syndrome. Today marks the 11th anniversary of World Down Syndrome Day. The theme for this year, 2016, is My Friends, My Community, Benefits of Inclusive Environments for Today's Children and Tomorrow's Adults. Zimbabwe Down Syndrome Volunteers Association Coordinator Sisiwe Boni Mazula, based in Makokoba, Bulawayo, encourages Zimbabweans to face the reality of prevailing negative attitudes associated with Down Syndrome. Mazula speaks with Studio 7's Chiwoniso Jani how children and adults with Down Syndrome can coexist with their peers.
Down syndrome can happen to anybody. It's caused by a chromosome. A normal human being has got 46, and somebody with Down syndrome has got an extra chromosome, which is 47. It can affect anybody. Doesn't matter race, color, and there's nobody to blame. You cannot blame the mother. You cannot blame the father before a pregnancy or after. It's a genetic condition.
Can you tell us what a person with Down syndrome goes through?
A person with Down syndrome goes through a lot of discrimination, stigmatization. And sometimes when a family finds that a child with Down syndrome is born, in most cases they don't want to know about child. At the same time, they are away from you as a parent, you are left alone. And the community attitude towards you is very negative, very discriminating.
Please tell us the developmental stages of someone with Down syndrome.
We do have people with Down syndrome who are also physically disabled. Their development depends on the child, depends on the environment, depends on the family, how they treat it for her or him to develop. Because if the child is ignored, the child doesn't get education, the child doesn't get the love, by the end of the day, that child is almost lost.
What programs are in place to help children with Down syndrome?
We do have schools where children with Down syndrome go. But our worry is, are they getting the quality education which is being given to every child? Do the teachers have the experience to teach children with Down syndrome everywhere in Zimbabwe? We have still got a long way as Zimbabweans to reach that point where every child with a learning disability or with a Down syndrome to get the quality education they're supposed to get.
Can you explain to us the characteristics of someone with Down syndrome?
they differ in their characteristics. They differ in their development. It depends on where they are. Some can read, some cannot read. Some can go to school at inclusive class and learn. At the same time, depends on their stage, depends on their IQ. It depends on what education they're getting there.
As a mother with a daughter who's 31, who has Down syndrome, what are your challenges and fears that you are going through?
When she was born, I didn't even know what Down syndrome was. Until somebody said people with Down syndrome are called, were called Mongols, which was like an insult. Is she going to have friends? Is she going to get married one day? You know, is she going to work? Is she going to be independent? You know, things like that. But as time went by, I realized that the environment we live in, they don't know much about people with Down syndrome.
And what do you believe the community should do for people with Down syndrome, and how can they support?
The community should accept people with Down syndrome as they are. Before they underestimate what they can do, let's give them the opportunity of going to school. Let's give them the opportunity of getting a job.
So what plans to fund the organization?
Funding is almost zero. We are not getting any funding at all. We find it very difficult as a parent organization. Because there are some cases whereby funders or donors for donation, I have what parents want behind me when I sit with parents. They want their children to go to school. Is there somebody there who can say, okay, Zimbabwe Down syndrome, we are funding you to take children to school. We are funding a youth program. We don't have those funds. We cannot even reach people with Down syndrome who are out there, who need the information we have, who need somebody to talk to. But we are working so hard. We are trying, regardless of not having funds. As parents, they should know their rights. They should know where to go when they come across cases of rape, cases of abuse.
Do you feel the government of Zimbabwe is supporting people with Down syndrome?
Not to the extent we want them to. If the government would help us, we would do a lot with people with Down syndrome, especially when it comes to education. Because children with Down syndrome should go to school at an early age for stimulation. They may support us with maybe some policies. Sometimes the policies are not implemented. We have to fight for a policy to be implemented, especially the inclusive education policy. Is it effective as it is? Are the children benefiting from the policy?
That was Sivusisiwe Mazula, coordinator of the Zimbabwe Down Syndrome Volunteers Association, speaking there with Studio 7's Shoneso Jani from Zimbabwe's second largest city, Bulawayo.
U.S. President Barack Obama is meeting with Cuban President Raul Castro in Havana, where the two leaders are expected to discuss ways to advance normalization and areas of disagreement, such as human rights. President Obama began the second day of his three-day visit with laying a wreath ceremony at the monument of Cuban independence hero José Martí at the Plaza of the Revolution. He then walked to the nearby Revolutionary Palace, where he was greeted by Castro with a formal ceremony. Obama made history Sunday as the first sitting U.S. president in nearly 90 years to visit the island nation. The U.S. president is scheduled to meet with a range of people, from government leaders to young people, entrepreneurs, members of civil society, and dissidents. Zimbabwean Alex Magaisa, a university lecturer based in London, who visited Cuba last year, says Zimbabweans have a lot to learn from relations between Cuba and the United States. Magaisa, however, cautions that Zimbabwe can only re-engage the West under a new leadership, as the current ruling elite is not interested in changing its political rhetoric.
I think it's a significant development. I think it's important to learn from the way other nations deal with problems that are similar to ours. We are currently a pariah state, mostly, you know, with regards to the West. And I think there are problems. Yes, there are problems, but they are not a problem that cannot be solved. And I think Cuba shows us that even after so many years, decades and decades, still possible to find a solution. And I think that there's a bright future for Cuba. And I think people like us in Zimbabwe should also take lessons from that to see that it's possible to resolve challenges and move forward.
But what can Zimbabwe do to be in such a position like where we find Cuba today? Can Zimbabwe really re-engage with other Western countries like the U.S.? And can we see a president from the U.S. visiting Zimbabwe?
It's not impossible. The principle that they refer to in international relations all the time is that international relations are about permanent interests. There's no permanent friendship. So it's not about friendship. It's about realigning our interests and ensuring that our interests are covered. Zimbabwe has its challenges with the U.S., has its challenges with other countries in the West. And the source of the problem, they need to be dealt with. You know, issues about the way in which we have done things. It is not to say that Zimbabwe takes 100% of the blame. I think there are also challenges, things that the West has to look at. But there has to be a point at which, you know, both parties will stop, you know, demonizing each other, and they'll try and find a solution. But that solution has to be grounded on developments within Zimbabwe itself. You know, our system, democracy, human rights, and all sorts of things, these are critical things.
That was Alex Magaisa, a political analyst and a university lecturer, speaking with Studio 7 from the United Kingdom.
And in sports news, it was a weekend of mixed fortunes for Zimbabwean football. The Mighty Warriors sailed through to the final round of the 2016 African Women's Championships at a time when Harare City were eliminated from the CAF Confederations Cup. Our reporter Michael Cariati has more details.
The Mighty Warriors started to 1-0 draw against Tanzania, but still sailed through to the next round following their 2-1 away win 2 weeks ago. However, Mighty Warriors coach Shadrack Mlauzi thinks his team did not play well at home and should go a gear up against Zambia in their next and final qualifying round.
It was quite a difficult game. We knew that we were up against it. We were up against a good team, technically sound, predominantly counter-attacking. And again, today we were not at our best, really, given what we, the manner in which we played.
According to Captain Felicitas Mzongondi, they need to utilize all the scoring opportunities that will come their way if they are going to sail through to the finals.
I think we have to utilize our scores. We didn't utilize some of the chances which were obvious chances. So I think when we go back at training, we are going to work more on that, even also on defending.
At the same time, Harare City lost 3-1 to Zambia's Zanaco in a CAF Confederation Cup encounter. They lost 5-2 on goal aggregate. However, coach Chaurai Mangwiro said they created enough chances which could have seen them come out victors.
So we had two very good opportunities to have gone further up. We did not manage to do so. And they got stronger towards the end. And it was unfortunate. We just crumbled.
Former Zimbabwe champions Islanders are through to the finals of the Zimbabwe National Army Charities Shield after overcoming FC Platinum 4-3 on penalties. The two teams had ended the game 1-0 in regulation time. Focus now shifts to Zimbabwe's Africa Cup of Nations qualifier against Swaziland on Friday. The full Zimbabwean squad is expected in camp by tomorrow. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Cariati.
Stay tuned for Studio 7 Live Talk at 8:30 p.m. Today, our hosts Blessing Zulu and Gibbs Dube will be talking with listeners and experts about war veterans' planned meeting with President Robert Mugabe as factionalism continues in the ruling ZANU-PF party.
And now to recap today's top stories.
Zimbabwe police raid MDCT headquarters and arrest 21 activists suspected to have assaulted a ZANU-PF supporter in Harare.
And some Zimbabweans say the current factionalism in ZANU-PF is an indication that the party will disintegrate when President Mugabe leaves.
That's our broadcast this evening.
And now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Chris Gande. Good night.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.
Salamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 21 Mbimbitho 2016. Silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu, igama lami nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Amapolisa abopha abasekeli be-MTCT abedlula ithumi phezu kwezehlakalo zodlakela ezigoqela esokuchaywa komunye umsekeli webandla leZANU-PF ngempelaviki.
So kulula ukuthi amanye amaovet angani kasathabi into ezenzakaleka kuZANU-PF ukuthi ehambe kwamanye amaphathi. So lapha ngibonani indlela yokuzama ukuba ncenga bebuye eduzelayo ekwazi ukuqatheka kwamaovet ekuvoteni.
Abenhlanganiso yabalwa impi enkululeko bathi umhlangano wabo lomongameli Robert Mugabe ekuqaleni kukamabasa uzoveza okuba lulekileyo indlela ezalandelwa kwelakusasa. Amalunga edalela ephalamende akhuthazwa ukuphatheka ngokugcweleyo kwezempilakahle ekuguquleni izinqumo ezikhona lokubonisa uhulumende unhlelo zakhe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa khona phaya emsakazweni weStudio 7. Amapolisa eHarare namhla ake abopha abasekeli bebandla le-MTCT abangamachumi amabili lanye phezu kwezehlakalo zodlakela ezigoqela esokuchaywa komunye umsekeli weZANU-PF ngempelaviki. Kodwa abangamachumi amabili bakhululwe bengatheswa ngacala, kwasala oyedwa umnumzana Albert Chidakwa, yena oyetheswa icala lokubangela udlakela mhlaka 4 kuyona le inyanga. Igqweda labantu laba umnumzana Gift Mutisi utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uChidakwa ulakho kumiswa emthethwani ndaba kusasa. Amapolisa ebikwa engene ngodlame esigodlweni saleli bandla iHarvest House ekuseni abopha abantu bonke laba abagoqela uSenator Morgan Komiji. Bebecatshangelwa ukuthi baphatheka kuzehlakalo zodlakela ezigoqela esokuchaywa komunye umsekeli weZANU-PF duzane leHarvest House izolo. Kodwa unobhala jikelele waleli bandla umnumzana Douglas Monzora ulandule lokhu emhlanganweni awenze lentatheli zindaba. UNtungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lesikhulumeli se-MTCT uNkosazana Tabitha Khumalo, yena ugcizelele amazwi kaMonzora.
Le yokuthiwa yisindaba sisindule ngoba thina bethu abangatshaywa angase sibone izanu gijima kamhlungu kangaka isiyamo sinezanu isiyadinga abantu abasishayileyo. So lokhu yindlela yokusethusela ngoba bayazi ukuthi sesiya kukhetha sefuna ukwenza umvusela obase ukuchaya abantu besenze ukuthi abantu besazi ukuthi basebenzele bandla lethu besesaba khona ukukhulaza njani.
Yena umsekeli weZANU-PF lo kuthiwa uchaywe ngabasekeli bebandla lenu, yebo kunjalo yini?
Hayi, lokhu sizwa ngamapolisa ukuthi kulo muntu njalo uchayiwe. Nxa sisiyazi yazi abantu esiba-expect ukuthi bafika kithi ngabethu. So ngithi ngangiswele ukuthi echaywe usiyavesi njani, isikhathi bani, ngubani, ngoba asisebenzi ukuchaya abantu but sisebenza ukulondoloza ama-ofisi ethu. Ngandonke liyazi ukuthi izanu lesistimu yokuthi bayabuye ema-ofisini ethu bazothathela amakhompyutha esenzela ukuthi bathole ubufakazi esibenzayo nabalandeli bethu. Siyazi njalo ukuthi somunye umlandeli wethu wayeseyazi sikhomba ngaphosa avuya
Lithilina
amapolisa asetshenzisiwe nguhulumende kamgabe ngeviki edluleyo ukwethusela abantu ukuthi bengabuyi emhlanganweni yenu eMashonaland East. Ungachasisa?
So konoko sokwenziwa amapolisa balandela indlela abahlukuluze khona abalandeli bethu emashisi ukuthi bangazi babuye emhlanganweni ngoba khathesi sesibathinta izilonda ngoba abantu baphuma ngokuningi bawo. So ukwenzela ukuthi bangizelele ukuthi sebeqalisile ukuthi basihlukuluze yabaqalisa ukuchaya abantu ikhokoka sebekwenzile sebethinile futhi amapolisa ngoba amapolisa kuleli lizwe nabezani. So sebethinge ukuthi bayehlukuluza futhi abantu abesemahofisini ethu abazeninga emahofisini ngoba bonisa isifiso azizothi ngave ke siyava
Hello, ke ngukhosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsikeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT ubekhuluma ecingweni le-Studio 7 ekoBulawayo. Abenhlanganiso yabalwa impi enkululeko bathi umhlangano wabo lomongameli Robert Mugabe okhangelelwe ukwenziwa ekuqaleni kukamabasa uzoveza okubalelekileyo indlela ezalandelwa kwela kusasa lelizwe kanye lelebandla elibusayo eleZANU PF. Okunengathi kuzoni kuntathela izindaba yethu Mavis Gama isethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Ekhuluma emhlanganweni owenzelwe edolobheni leChinoyi owake waba ngumphathintambo wabalwa impilaba umnumzana Christopher Mchangwa uthi umhlangano lomgabe umqoka njengoba kuyiwo ozakhomba elakusasa lelizwe kanye lelebandla elibusayo leZANU PF. Umtshwanga uthi abalwa impi laba yibo abenza laba khona ibandla leZANU PF kanye lokusabalala kwalo elizweni, ngakho umgabe angeke abalahla lamhla okuyikho kubangele ukuba khona kwalomhlangano. Umnumzana Thabiso Njovana isakhamuzi semzini weGlenlawn eHarare uthi lomhlangano ubizwa umgabe nje esenanzelele ukuqakatheka kwabalwa impi yenkululeko laba empilweni yakhe kwezombusazwe.
Usenanzeleli ukuthi ingxabano ebekhona phakathi kweZANU PF lamaOVET ingakwanisa ukuthi ibuye ibe iphambanise ikampeni yakhe ngo-2018 esefuna ukuvotelwa ngenxa yokuthi singakhangela ukuthi lona ibandla leZANU PF bese lile amanye ama-faction anjengabo People First, even OG40 labo la Costa abakhulunywa ngabo labo. Singakhaya ukuthi People First labo khona ngale kulabantu abalwa impi enkululeko.
Lokhu uNjovana yethi usekwenza ngoba esenanzelele iphutha abeselenzile njalo kuyibo abathembileyo ukumncedisa ukudinga usekelo ngokwethusela abantu ukuba bamvotele ngokhetho.
So kulula ukuthi amanye amaovet angani kasathabi into ezenzakaleyo kuZANU PF ukuthi ehambe kwamanye amaphathi. So lapha ngibonani indlela yokuzama ukuba ncenga bebuye eduzelayo ekwazi ukuqatheka kwamaovet ekuvoteni.
Kubikwase kulamaxuku amabili ebandleni leZANU PF abangisana amandla okukhokhela kanye lokuzithatha intambo zombuso lapho uMongameli Mugabe esengasekho esechiye leso sikhundla. Elinye lalamaxuku likhokhelwa ngophethe isikhundla sokuba ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emerson Mnangagwa elaziwa ngelokuthi yi-Team Lacoste eliyilo elisekelwa ngabalwa impi yenkululeko laba, kuthi elinye ngelaziwa ngelokuthi G40 elibikwa likhokhelwa ngomkamongameli unkosikazi Grace Mugabe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseChinoyi ngingumevis Gama.
Ukunzi eyabhonga kwezwakala ngilandi leMelika thole likaNyongolo silwane semahlathi eZimbabwe ngeke sakukhohlwa.
Hehe, sokunzima manje enkundleni yomncithiswano wenkondlo kuStudio 7 hambani liyezibonela ekhasini lethu eleFacebook kuVOA Indebele. Sezikhona inkondlo ezithunyelwe ngabanye benu.
Bangibiza sikhuthaza mfundo ngoba sebengibona sengifunde ngaze ngaphutha imfundo. Kodwa izolo ubabamkhulu uthe ngimyenzele isikei sangiphika. Amfundo awufundanga. Abafuna imali ulwazi balithapha kimi. Ezomnotho ngizicecada noma ngibubhuqa obukabhuqa.
Qhawe lamaqhawe. Nkunzi eyabhonga kwezwakala ngilandi leMelika. Thole likaNyongolo silwane semahlathi eZimbabwe. Ngeke sakukhohlwa.
Ngena lawo uzitholele umvuzo siyahulula ngapha ku Studio 7 ozathola ama like amaningi nguye othola umvuzo omkhulu we radio esebenzisa amandla awelanga awesola ukungena nje kumncintiswano uyathola umvuzo Lingakhohlwa ukutshela izihlobo labangane ukwenza like ikhasi le VOA indebele ku Facebook
Nilalanyise nya ubuto uwe sokoto Yiphupha insamazweni nemazweni uwe sokoto
Abebhodi yenkampani kamakhalekhukhwini e-Net1 sebeveze izizathu zokumisa umsebenzi umqondisi wayo umnumzana Reward Kangayi okwenyanga ezintathu kusadingisiswa phezu kokuqhuba kwalenkampani ngemva kokuba kubonakale ukuthi kayitholi nzuzo lanxa kuyiyo eqala ukutholiswa ilayisense eyatholiswa kuqala ilayisense ukuqhuba ibhizimusi labo makhalekhukhwini eZimbabwe okuninga sikuzweni kuMavis Gama esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Umgcini sihlalo webhodi yeNet1 umnumzana Alex Marufu utshela umhlangano lentathele izindaba ukuba ubungaqhutshwa ngendlela umsebenzi kulenkampani ikakhulu uhlangothi lokuhlelwa kwemali. Umgcini sihlalo ohlangothi lwezemali kubhodi yalenkampani yeNet1 unkosikazi Thandiwe Mlobane ugcizelele phezu kwalelo nyathelo yena labanye bakhe abalithetheyo ukumisa umqondisi wayo uKangayi umsebenzi okwenyanga ezintathu kusadingisiswa phezu kwendlela imali ibisetshenziswa ngayo.
Kuntathile izindaba besibachasisela osokwenzakele kumaviki adlulileyo ngoba bekulezindaba eziningi ebeziphuma emaphepheni. Sithanda ukuthi sichasise ukuthi kuyini okwasenza ukuthi sithathe leso sinqumo esasithathayo ikakhulu esimayelana lokuhambisa lokucela umphathi we-Net1 ukuthi ake ayephumula okwenyanga ezintathu. Sizacungulisisa ukuthi lokho okwaphuma emaphepheni kuliqiniso kumbe hayi lokuthi sibe leqiniso lokuthi ngalungiswa kanjani khona ukade kusemaphepheni.
Wengeza ethi lokhu kwenziwa njalo ngendlela yokuthi uzulu lohulumende bazi ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kule nkampani njengoba kuyibona banini bayo.
Inkinga ebikhona ibimayelelana lendlela izimali ebeziphuma ngazo ku-business. Indlela ebeziphuma ngazo besingasizondlela ezijayelekileyo ukusetshenziswa emakhampanini amaningi. Okunjengokuthi kwezinye isikhathi bekubhadalwa abantu bebebhadalwa belethe ama-statement kukanti ukuthi umuntu azabhadalwe umele abe ekhiphe invoice. So kuqondana lakho khonokho ukuthi ngendlela imali ebiphuma ngayo okuzowatholakala ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi ngemva kokucingisisa sokutholakala ukuthi imali ememelibhadale ibiphansi.
Abebhodi le bathi bakubone kufanele bathathe lawo manyathelo asebewathatha khathesi ngemva kokunanzelela ukungaqhutshwa kuhle komsebenzi kanye lokuvinjwa kweziphathamandla lapho zifuna ukuguqula indlela eqhutshwa ngayo umsebenzi kule nkampani. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare nginguMavis Gama.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisiza siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi aku 909 medium wave, laku shortwave 4930-12080, laku 15775 kilohertz. Nilako njalo kusithola ebulenjini ku-internet kukheli ethi www.voaindebele.com. Ikheli ethi njalo www.voaindebele.com.
Umongameli wele Melika umnumzana Barack Obama namhlanje uhlangane lomongameli wele Cuba umnumzana Raul Castro esigodlweni salelo lizwe iHavana bakhulumisana ngendlela zokuvuselela ubudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe omabili. UObama ufike kwele Cuba izolo njalo lokhu ngokwakuqala eminyakeni edlule engamachumi ayisichia kalombili lasichia kalombili 88 ukuthi umongameli welemelika ethekelele ele Cuba. Eminyakeni yonke le amazwe omabili abe lobudlelwane obengwelenja kungela kudlelana okuhle. kodwa uObama loCastro bavumelene ukukhumisana umlotha ngo-2014 okwenzele eMelika lavula isigodlo salo eHavana kwathi iCuba layo yavuselela esayo eWashington DC. Abazi ngokwenzakalayo bathi umnumzana Obama ubekhangelelwe ukukhuthaza uCastro ukuthi uhulumende weCuba kumele ekele ukuhlukuluza abamphikisayo laye njalo ehloniphe amalungelo oluntu. Ngakwelinye icele uCastro yena ubekhangelelwe ukutshela uObama ukuthi eMelika kumele lesule izijeziso ezenqabela ilizwe lakhe ukuthi lidlelane ngokugcweleyo leMelika kwezamabhizimusi. Umbuzo omkhulu ngothi kambe eMelika lingesula izijeziso lezi na ngemva kohambo lukaMongameli Obama. EZimbabwe izijeziso zona ke. Ukuhlaziya loludaba untungameli Nkomo Studio 7 uxoxe lengcwethi kwezombusazwe umnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda.
Ngibona ngani mina iyathela lika President Obama ngelihle kakhulu elijengisela ukuthi phela kulomhlaba siwuphila ngendlela esicabanga ngawo, kasiphonga ulandela nje izinto ezazenziwe ngabanye singazange sicabanga sise kahle ukuthi babezenzeleni lezo zinto. Ngibona ngani mina ukuthi uPresident Obama athi hayi indlela okwakufakwe khona inyathelo lelebe likhona phakathi kwe-America le-Cuba yayingiye ukuthi bekulokulwiswana njalo lokhu sokwedlula nasokufanele siqale sekakutsha.
Yebo, asedlelana kuhle amazwe omabili ngitsho la kwezamabhizimusi, kodwa izijeziso kuhlangothi lwamabhizimusi zisakhona. Amazwe la kenelisa ukudlelana kwezamabhizimusi ngokugcweleyo njalo ama-Republic ayakwala ukwesula izijeziso lezi. Olubona njani lolu da?
Yekhona vele ukusuka kube nzima kakhulu kwezokudlelana kwamazwe akusikho nje ukuthi imithetho ithini. Okusuka kube nzima ikho khona ukuthi kube lokuqalisa ukukhulumisana, kube lokuqalisa ukwenza izinto ezithize. Ngibone ngani mina khona ukuthi uPresident Obama usevule isivalo esikhulu kakhulu kuzabangela ukuthi kuqhubekela phambili iembargo leyo yesulwe kungasikhathane side kangako, ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi kukhetho lwenzakalayo America ngoNovember ozabusa uzabe onguwe mkhokheli webandla lamademokrati.
Nxa sikhangela ubudlelwano beMelika leZimbabwe labo obungamanga kuhle, kukhona yini singakufunda kubudlelwano beMelika leCuba obukhanyaso buvuselelwa?
Esingakufunda kukhona kodwa kulutshwane. Okukhona kwakhona ukuthi nxa ilizwe litshengisela ukuthi liyazama ukuthi lintshintshe, abakhokheli bamazwe afana lawa-America bazama ukuthi bathi hhayi ngasithole ubudlelwano ngoba inotho etholakalayo nxa amazwe lelana iyakuko nke amazwe abe phakathi kwalokhu kudlelana. Kodwa sifike sikhangele ukuthi udubo olukhona kwele Zimbabwe ilolo lokuthi ingxabangxoza ekhona yenziwa ikakhulu hatshi ngezepolitiki yasemhlabeni okwakufana naseCuba, ukuthi iproblem yayingekho phakathi kweCuba le-America, ibiphakathi kweRussia, e-USSR le-America. Inkinga ekhona kwele Zimbabwe yindaba yezamalungelo abantu kakhulu, indaba yezombusazwe.
Ngezinye indlela uthi kusakude ukubana sibone ubudlelwano beMelika leZimbabwe bulungisiswa?
Yes, ngibone ngani sesekhathana kakhulu kodwa silamathuba alandelayo kusiya ngokuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo kwele ZANU-P F emvana kokuba uPresident Mugabe esesuka esihlalweni.
Lo ke ngumnumzana Nkululeko Sibanda, ingcwethi yecubungula ezombusazwe ubekhuluma le Studio 7 ecingweni ekwelebhilitane. Lingakhohlwa uhlelo Studio 7 Live Talk lamhlanje lapho esikhangela ukufuthelana ebandleni leZANU-PF phakathi kwenkokheli yabalwa impi yenkululeko lomnumzana lomongameli Robert Mugabe. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingenelani kuhlelo. Abalaleli lilalele iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. singakangena esigabeni esilandelayo othi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umthethwandaba wamazwe omhlaba we-International Criminal Court usufumene owake waba ngumsekeli kamongameli wele Congo uJean-Pierre Bemba elamacala amahlanu okuba lesihluku ebantwini ngesikhathi sempi yomdeni elizweni lakhe. Udubo lokungani kahle kwezulu emhlubulweni we-Southeast Asia sokubangele ukukhathazeka okukhulu kukaZulu emaphandleni akwele Cambodia lakwele Vietnam engasela themba lokuthi izithembiso ezenziwa zokulondoloza ilungelo loluntu ekwandweni kwedamu leleo semfuleni we-Mekong River. Kwezempila kahle lamhlanje amalunga edalela eParliamente asekhuthazwe ukuphatheka ngokugcweleyo kwezempila kahle ekuguquleni izinqumo ezikhona ukukhangela inhlelo zikahulumende kanye lokukhuthaza uZulu ekunanzweni kwamalungelo oluntu kwezokulwisana lomkhuhlane wengculaza kanye lezemacansini. Okuningi asikuzweni kunothando Sibanda esethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Inkuthazo le iphume emhlanganweni ophathwe inhlanganiso yamalunga edalela eParliamente enhlanganisweni yamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Africa, iSouthern African Development Community Parliamentary Forum. Ongenela umhlangano emele iBulawayo East edalela eParliamente, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, uthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi abameli bakhulumisane ngengculaza kanye lamalungelo abantu emacansini.
Silabantu abanomkhuhlane wengculaza abe 1.5 million, kodwa bonke laba kabakatholi umuthi. Kodwa sebeqalisile kade sebesitshela ukuthi khona sokumele ukuthi uZulu ahambe ayekangelwa ukuthi le ngculaza yini, uma elayo ingavela thokalela layo aliqalisa ukwelatshwa. Kodwa imali yangkhona yiyo esizazihlupa kade singoba uma sikanyele iGlobal Fund isikhanya imali yabo yaphela kuona lumnyango.
Elinye ilunga ledalela eParliamente elingenela umhlangano uDr. Ruth Labode, yena uthi kuqhakathekile ukuthi bakhulumisane ukuze kubekwe imithetho ezaphathisa amazwe akheleneyo ukuthi imikhuhlane ingamemetheki njalo abantu bathole ukwelatshwa emazweni abayabebekiwo kungakhathalekile ukuthi izizalwane zangapi.
Kakhulu thina abantu besindebeleni esithanda ukucrossa iborder sisiye eGoli. Uthi usugulile ngabe subuya, awusabuyile amakhadi atshengisa ukuthi yena ubusugulile walatho. Manje masisadagi yehlanganisa thina singavumelana imithetho yokuthi umuntu uma egula eSouth Africa lingamvumeli ukuhamba engaphiwa ngincwadi yokuthi phambilini lapha khona ayelatshwa futhi.
Okhangela ukuqhutshwa kwenhlelo enhlanganisweni yeSADC Parliamentary Forum, uNkosazana Lavina Dekoni uthi amazwe la ayisithupha abazasebenzelana lawo abhekane lendubo ezithiyeneyo ezilulaza amalungelo oluntu njalo zenze kube lula ukumemetheka kwegciwane lengculaza.
What we want to achieve in the region is to have equitable is for women.
Esidinga ukufeza kulomhlubulo wezwekazi le-Africa ukuthi abesifazana kanye lamantombazana bafinyelele uncedo ngendlela evikela amalungelo abo. Sigcizelela kakhulu amalungelo abesifazana lamantombazana ngoba ukucubungela kuyaveza ukuthi lokhu kuyasilela kubo, kungakho sifuna ukuthi bafinyelele lonke usizo abaluswelayo.
Olwela amalungelo oluntu ikakhulu ilungelo lalabo abalutshwane abagoqela abathengisa imizimba kanye lezitabane, uNkosazana Sithabiso Ndlovu uthi ingxoxo ngokuqeda ukumemetheka kwengculaza kanye lamalungelo e-sexual and reproductive health azingeke zibe lempumela nxa abantu okuyibo ababhekane lo dubo betshiywa phandle ngenxa yemithetho elobandlululo.
Ukuchiywa kwabantu nxa kwenziwa umthetho kumbe kusenziwa imithetho yelizwe kuyabe kuyinto embi kakhulu. Nxa khona sesikhangele indaba zegcekwani sichiya abantu abanjengama-lesbian, abantu abanjengama-gay, okuthiwa yizitabani kumbe abantu abathengisa ezocansi, yinto embi kakhulu.
Umhlangano lo wamalunga edalela eParliamente uphathiwe ngaphansi kwendikimba ethi Promoting Collective Responses by Parliamentary Committees in Zimbabwe on Sexual and Reproductive Health and Rights and HIV AIDS and Governance. Ungenwe ngamalunga ePhalamende ingcishi kwezempila kahle nganye labo sibalukhulu bakahulumende. Linhlanganiso yeSADC Parliamentary Forum ithi ihlolisiso abayenzileyo iveza ukuthi kusukela kumnyaka ka-2012 amalunga edale leParliament eZimbabwe aselesikhathi eqalile ukukhulumisana ngegciwane kanye lamalungelo oluntu okugoqela imbuzo yokuthi uyini uhulumende akwenzayo ukuqeda ingculaza kulabo abathengisa imizimba labesilisa abaya emacansini labanye abesilisa, udubo lokucitshwa kwamandla kagets ezibhedlela zokubelethela, ukusetshenziswa komthelo wengculaza, ukusetshenziswa kwendlela zokuvikela ukuzithwala kubontanga, kanye lokwehliswa kwendleko zokwelapha imvukuzane, lokunye okunenginengi. Ngimele iStudio 7, nginguNothando Sibanda.
Siyabonga Nothando, lokhu sikudaba lwezempila kahle leZimbabwe lamhlanje limanyene lamanye amazwe omhlaba ekunanzeni ilanga labe simo esithiwa yi-Down syndrome esihlasela umuntu engakazalwa. Kulamazwe angamachumi ayisithupha ananza lele langa emhlabeni jikelele. Lumnyaka indikimba yaleli langa ngethi my friends, my community, okutsho ukuthi abangane bami esigabeni sami. Omela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association, unkosikazi Sibusisiwe Boni Mazula, utshele iStudio 7 ukuthi uZulu kumele akhuthazwe ukungabandlululi abantu abale Down Syndrome.
I-Down syndrome asomkhuhlane, kwenzakala umuntu esesisini azalo ele Down syndrome asomkhuhlane. Njalo iZimbabwe Down syndrome amofisayo akubulawayo emakhokhova. Mina ngisebenza khona ukuthi ngiyazinikeza isikhathi sami esokuthi ngisebenze ofisini, angiholi. Kodwa siyazama ngakho konke esilakho ukuthi sincede abantu abale Down syndrome labazali babo.
Libanceda njani?
Okwakhathesi njengoba singelazimali ezokuthi sibabhadalele ama school fees, amayisi abe lama projects, abazali bayabuya lendubo zabo, abanye baya belabantwana abafuna ukuya esikolo, sizame ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi sithi ihulumende babhadale, kodwa akwenzakali njengokuthanda kwethu. Abanye baba labantwana banzi uganyavu, abanye bayabotshwa kungela sizathu sokuthi babotsheleni. Yinto sisebenza lezinye inhlanganiso le university lethwa Middle State University ile okuyindawo kwayo ngathi department abakhangela ngalezi ndaba zabantu abakhubazekileyo.
Ya, ungasitshela ukuthi wena njengomzali womntwana ophila la khona ukho okuthiwa i-Down syndrome, ungasitshela nje ukuthi ukuphatha njani njalo wakuwamukela njani uqala ukukuzwa?
Kwaba nzima ngiqala ukukuzwa. Njengomuntu omnyama ingqondo ziyagijima ukuthi kumbe ngiloyiwe, kanti bangenzeni, kube lento eziningi ezibuya engqondweni. Kodwa ngathi sengiwamukele mina ngokwami, kwathatha isikhathi ukuthi abanye bami bakwemukele. Ngiyambonga umama sowashona owakwemukele wathi hhayi mntanami, kwemukele njengoba uNkulunkulu ukuphile khona. Kodwa kuthe ngesikhathi sengicabanga sengingedwa ngathi umntwana lo uzakhula njani, uzaba le mpilo enjani njengoba elelesi isimo. Ngazama ngazo zonke indlela ukuthi ngidinga indawo lapha angatholo okuyimfundo ukuthi laye akwazi kumbe ukubala.
Lo ngonkosikazi Sibusisiwe Boni Mazula, umela inhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Down Syndrome Association, bekhuluma leStudio 7 ecingweni ekobulawayo. Kwezemidlalo, iqembu labesifazane elimela ilizwe emdlalweni wenguqu lamaMighty Warriors selidlulele kusigaba esilandelayo somncintiswano we-African Women's Championships. Okuninga sikuzweni kuJoseph Njanje.
Iqembu leZimbabwe libe ngutshikilo bhanqa 1-1 leqembu leTanzania ngesonto enkundleni yeRufaro. Limpumela itsho ukuba eleZimbabwe linqobe nge-3-2 nxa sekuhlanganiswa lempumela yomdlalo odlalwe kumaviki amabili edluleyo kweleTanzania. lapho iZimbabwe inqobe khona nge 2-1. Umqeqeshi weqembu leMighty Warriors uShadrack Mlawuzi uthi umdlalo wangesonto ubungekho lula ngoba beqembu leTanzania bedlale ngokuzimisela okukhulu.
Umdlalo kunzima lo. Abantu ade sidlala labo basiplanele bakhangelisisa ukuthi sime njani, sidlala njani. And bekukhanya ukuthi tingabantu ade bekhangele DVD babona ukuthi sidlala njani. Babe bekwanisa ukuthi besivale lapha nalapho lapha ade sifuna ukuthi singahlohla ngapho.
Isikhathi asavuma ubasibe sonke siyabonga igama nguChris Gande Lilale.